This is ProBlogger.
Hey there, it's Darren from ProBlogger. Welcome to episode 154 of the ProBlogger podcast, where today I want to continue on from the last episode, 153, where I outlined the timeline of how I added different income streams over time. I felt like there was a little bit more I could say about diversifying your income in that way and growing your income, because I think whilst hearing the story, I think there are some principles that we can pull out of the story, and I hope that you find these observations and words of encouragement helpful for you. You can find today's show notes over at ProBlogger.com/podcast/154, where I will link to further reading, but also you can find a full transcript of what I'm saying. So if you don't hear the accent right, you can actually read what I'm saying as well. We have transcripts on all of our recent shows.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Okay, let me get into a few thoughts on that story I have told you. Let's start off by talking about three ways that you can grow your blogging income. And you will have heard in that story three things that I've done over time to grow my income. The first one, and probably the most obvious one in that particular story, was that I diversified my income streams. And I did this right from the start. I had AdSense and Amazon's affiliate program. One earned me a dollar a day, one earned me a few cents a day. It wasn't really that spectacular a story, I have to admit. But along the way, you heard me tell how I added a second ad network. And that was a really important moment for me, where I added Chitika on top of my AdSense earnings. And that almost doubled my income overnight. And so that was a really important moment. It was an exciting day. The same thing happened when I moved from just having advertising and affiliate promotions as the bulk of my income, and then started to create ebooks. Within a couple of months, I again doubled my income streams. And that was a little bit more spectacular than just going from, you know, a few cents a day to a dollar a day. Diversifying your income streams is something that I think a lot of bloggers who've been blogging for a while, most of them are really focusing in on one or two income streams. Maybe there is a way that you can exponentially grow your income in a relatively short time because you've done a lot of that hard work already of building your audience up. If you've got an audience, if you've got engagement, that is perhaps a bit of a shortcut. It's still going to take you a lot of work, but it is definitely something to consider. Now, a couple of other things that you can do to grow your income, in addition to diversifying your income streams. Firstly, and these aren't rocket science, but these are things that I guess you need to be working on all the time. Grow your traffic. And you heard me talk about that first year where I didn't have any income streams. That was a year where I put time into growing my archives of content, building traffic, and deepening engagement with my readers. And so growing traffic is something that's really important. I realized very early on, literally within a day or two, that I could double my AdSense income by doubling my traffic. Now, you can't always double your traffic and that doesn't always translate over because different types of traffic converts for different types of income streams at different rates. But the principle applies through all the income streams that I outlined in the last podcast. All of them will grow up if you are able to increase the amount of traffic that you have and also the quality of traffic that you have as well. And by quality, I'm talking there about getting the right type of readers to your blog and getting engaged readers to your blog. So work on growing traffic to your blog. Now, this is something that generally for most bloggers takes time. It's usually a gradual thing, but it's something you should be always focusing your attention on. And that's why I do so many podcasts on the topic of growing traffic to your blog. But traffic alone is not the only way to increase your income. The other thing that I found really does help a lot is increasing the conversions. And the conversions mean different things for the different income streams, but converting that traffic into the income, there are things that you can do to optimize that along the way. And it's different for the different income streams. So I thought it might be worthwhile just briefly touching on each of the different income streams that I've mentioned, or some of them at least. Advertising networks, that was my first one, Google AdSense, Chitika. I realized very early on that more ads would lead to an increased amount of income. Now, you don't want to go overboard with that. I think AdSense has a limit. I think it's 3 or 4 ads per page. You want to check that. Different ad networks have different limits on how many ads you can have. If you have too many ads on a page, Google also penalizes you from a search engine optimization point of view as well. So don't have too many ads. You don't want to overwhelm your readers with ads. But certainly, rather than just having one ad, try a second ad. You will increase your income that way. Also, different positions of ads work differently. AdSense, for example, if you have your ads above the fold in the top half of your site, if you try putting an ad that floats in your sidebar and follows your reader down the page so they're always seeing it, that can have an impact as well. Different positions of ads will convert at different rates. Different sized ads. Some ads, there are more advertisers targeting those sites. A 300 by 250 pixel sized ad is one of the most popular ones. We find our 728 by 90, I think it is, the ones across the top of our blogs, the header type ads, they work quite well for us as well. So experiment with different sizes of ads. And then there's all kinds of different technologies. Even within AdSense, they now have traditional banner ads, but they also have ads for mobile, they have responsive ads. So whatever ad network you're using, if you're using one, optimize it. Learn about the different options that they have. Keep abreast of the new things that are happening and the new techniques that can be used, because this is one way that you can significantly increase your income over time. Now, again, you have to have the traffic there for AdSense to work. But if you've got the traffic, if you've got high volumes of traffic, you can actually see quite remarkable leaps in income from optimizing the way you do your advertising.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Affiliate marketing. Again, there's ways that you can optimize your affiliate marketing. One of the most simple ways is to think about where you're promoting your affiliate links. In the early days of my own blogging, I had my affiliate links in the sidebar, and they converted every now and again. But certainly when I began to write reviews of books and I put the affiliate links inside my content, I saw significant increases in the commissions that I was earning. And then later on, when I developed an email list, sending out emails that were promoting affiliate products, particularly ebooks and courses where it was a higher commission, that again is a way that you can optimize your earnings there. Different calls to action. You over time learn how your readers work and what type of products work for them as well. So always be thinking about how can I increase the conversions. If you're selling products, there's lots of different ways that you can optimize that whole process, changing and testing out landing pages or sales pages. We recently ran a test, two different versions of a same sales page for one of our products. So we had, it was a Lightroom course that we did. It was a course that we're selling on Digital Photography School. We ran one version of the sales page, which we sent 50% of our traffic to. And then we ran alongside it, we sent the other half of our traffic from our email to a different sales page. They both had exactly the same copy on it, but they were designed differently. One was a lot cleaner. One had different positioning of the buttons and some different calls to action on it. It turns out that there was a 34% difference between those two sales pages. So this is another way that you can be optimizing the conversions of your site there. And the same can be said for when you're selling services on your site as well. So there's three different ways that you can increase your income. And these are three different areas that I would be encouraging you to think about as you look to grow your income on your blog. Firstly, traffic. It should always be your goal to be increasing traffic to your blog. Don't become obsessed with it. You don't need millions of readers, but grow your traffic and grow the quality of your traffic. Find the right reader and work on getting them engaged and getting them hooked into your site. Work on the conversions. Work on optimizing your income streams, whatever they may be. And then also think about diversifying your income. So there's three things that come out of that story that I told you a couple of episodes ago. A couple of other things that I want to mention. Firstly, you will have heard me in that episode talk about that first year where I had no income streams. The reason I had no income streams was that I didn't know you could have an income stream, and that's certainly the story of some bloggers. But if you do know there's some income streams, I really want to encourage you to resist the temptation to monetize too early or to put too much time into monetizing early. Really work a lot in those first few years of your blog on the other things that I talked about, on learning how to blog better, on creating great content, building your traffic, and building community. When I started Digital Photography School back in 2006, it was, I spent the first 2 years really not monetizing that site very much. I had some AdSense ads on there. Yep, I occasionally linked to Amazon, but I did very little active monetization of that site. I kind of had those things there, but I was more focused on the other things I just mentioned, creating great content, driving traffic, because I knew that if I really spent that time investing into those foundational things, that I'd be so much more effective at growing an income later. Another thing that I want to say out of that story I shared was that most of the income streams I talked about there started as really small, uncertain experiments. All of them started small in some way or another. Yes, some of them had more spectacular starts, like the first ebook I had, which I mentioned sold $70,000. But you know what? That was still a very small, nervous experiment. It was repurposed content. It was me not quite knowing how it was going to go, so only spending a little bit on design. It was me signing up for a shopping cart that cost $5 a month, eJunkie. I could have put a lot more time, a lot more energy, a lot more effort into that income stream, but I am a bit risk averse and decided to bootstrap it and to see what would happen. And I'm so glad I did, because I could have spent years developing that product and then find it didn't work. I'd rather spend a few months developing that product, get it out there, learn a lot, and then see what happens. So small experiments are totally okay. You're much more likely to take action on a small step than a big perfect product, which will never actually happen. You can't develop a perfect product. It's just impossible. So small experiments. In each case, I really didn't know what I was doing. And I want to be clear on that. A lot of times you hear full-time bloggers talking as if they know all the answers. I had no idea. Those first ebooks, I didn't know whether they would work. I didn't know whether anyone would buy them. I didn't even know whether my readers would get angry, some of them, buying something that was already on the sites. And that's why I undersold it and I overexplained it in my first product. So I had no idea whether they would work. I didn't really understand the whole process, but I did it anyway. And that's the important thing. Take action on these things.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is Pro Blogger.
Another thing I really want to point out from this story is that everything I did, almost one thing led to another. And so it's very easy to say monetize your blog with courses. But I only did courses because I did ebooks. And I only did ebooks because I did affiliate marketing of other people's ebooks. And I only did affiliate marketing of other people's ebooks because I started doing affiliate marketing on Amazon. You can kind of see, yes, I ended up here, but I only ended up doing what I'm doing today because I started with some of these other things. And so treat this as an evolutionary process. You know, the same could be said for, you know, selling ads directly to advertisers. I've done some big campaigns with advertisers over the years, but they only came about because I rang a camera store a few years ago and organized a $20 ad on my site. And I only did that because I stuck some AdSense ads on my site. So I hope you can see here that there's a progression. You don't have to just jump straight to the end result. Learn by doing little things, and as well as those little things bringing in a little bit of income, you're going to learn a lot. And it's the learning that's as much the gold of all this as the actual income that you bring in as well. The last thing I want to touch on is I really want to talk to those of you who are wondering which income stream to try. And this may be those of you who are just starting out and you want to add your first income stream, or maybe it's those of you who've had some income streams on your site but it hasn't really worked and you want to find one that's better suited for your blog. And one of the things I would encourage you to do, if that's you and you're trying to work out which income stream, I want you to really try and put yourself in the shoes of your readers and try and get in touch with their intent. And ask yourself the question, why are your readers on your site? Why are they there? Try and get in touch with their intent. What are they doing there? Are they there looking for information? Are they there looking to learn something? Are they there because they want community? Are they there because they're researching something and are in the process of buying something? Are they there because they want to be entertained? The reason I really think it's important to dig into the intent of your reader is that different reader intents lend themselves to different types of monetization. Now, I learned this the hard way. My first digital photography blog, which doesn't exist today, was a digital camera review blog. It was one where I reviewed cameras, I talked about new cameras that were being released, and I aggregated reviews that other people were writing around the web. So you could come and find a particular model and then go and easily be able to find out what other people are saying about it. And so the reader intent of that first blog was that my readers were on my site to research a purchase of a digital camera. They were there trying to work out whether they should buy the Canon or the Sony. They were there trying to work out whether they should buy the A70 or the A90 camera. They were there basically in a research mode. And so what worked really well on that site was affiliate marketing, where I linked to camera stores or Amazon, where they could then buy the product. You know, they're researching it. We give them a recommendation one way or the other. We tell them which camera's right for what type of person. And then they're like, okay, I'm going to buy that camera. Oh, there's a link to where I can buy it. And a high percentage of them bought those cameras. Affiliate marketing worked really well. Advertising also worked well, both ad networks, but also working directly with advertisers, because advertisers who sold digital cameras wanted to have their brands and wanted to have their stores in front of our readers at the time they were buying a product. So the reader intent really worked well for affiliate and for advertising, particularly around gear and cameras. What didn't work well on that first photography blog was us promoting products like ebooks on how to use cameras. Even though they were still about photography, people were not there looking for that type of information. They were there making a decision about buying a product. And so ebooks did not work at all on that particular blog. And I tried quite a few of them, let me tell you. Later on, I started digital photography school. And digital photography school's how to use cameras. And the intent of our readers on digital photography school to this day is they want to learn how to use cameras. And so any kind of information product, our own or an affiliate's, works well. So too does software or some sort of product that's going to help them improve the end result of their photos. That's what our readers are there looking for. Now, some of them have a secondary intent as well. Some of them are actually looking to improve their photos by upgrading their camera gear as well. And so affiliate links and advertisers looking to sell gear kind of work on our site with some of our readers. And so your blog might have a major intent. You know, they're there to looking to learn, but then they might have a secondary kind of intent as well. And so other income streams may work as secondary income streams as well.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is ProBlogger.
So get in touch with the intent of your readers. That may give you a hint as to what income stream might be useful to your readers. The last thing I'll say, if you're trying to work out, particularly if you're in the early days, and if you're trying to work out what income stream might work for you, one of the quickest things that you can do is to look at other blogs in your niche, and particularly other blogs that have similar reader intents to you. So look around, see what other blogs are using. What ad networks are they using? You can often tell if an ad is from an ad network. There's often a little tiny icon in the corner of the banner ad, which will tell you which ad network it is. So check out what ad networks they're using. What sponsors are they directly working with? These might be people that you can reach out to as well. What affiliate products are they promoting? What products of their own do they have? You could become an affiliate for those products, or you could develop something similar as well. Look at what they're doing. What services are they offering as well would be another one. So check out what others in your niche are doing. It's just an easy way to kind of work out what income streams might be worth investigating as well. I hope you found that useful. You can find today's show notes at ProBlogger.com/podcast/154, where I'll have some further reading for you. And I'm going to link also to our How to Make Money blogging page on ProBlogger, which has a mind map of like 30 different income streams as well, some of which I don't do, which you might find useful as well. Again, that's at ProBlogger.com/podcast/154. Look forward to chatting with you in the next couple of days. Hope you're doing well. Let me know in the comments on the show notes if you've got any questions. And if you wouldn't mind popping over to iTunes and leaving a review, that would be greatly appreciated as well. Chat with you soon.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at ProBlogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger.
Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com.